Good morning. We begin our series for the next 4 weeks by looking at Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. If I am permitted to take you back in time with me, in 2015, Kingston, Keswick, this passage was selected and the theme was Stand Firm, Therefore, Challenging Times. In 2017, Keswick Convention in Mandeville, the focus was from this very same scripture passage. We were encouraged to leave no place unguarded. Today, as we begin this series, I want to encourage you from this very same passage to know your God and be strong. Paul begins by saying, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." When he uses the word finally, he's now at the conclusion of his letter to the church in Ephesus, a letter in which Paul has already established our place and position in Jesus Christ. Also, the basics of the Christian walk and life. So in his concluding statement, he continues to look at the Christian walk. But for Paul to write, "Finally, my brethren," he's speaking in light of all he has previously said. In light of all that God has done for you, in light of the glorious standing and position you have as a child of God, in light of the great plan of the ages to come that God has made you a part of, in light of the conduct God has called every believer to live, in light of the infilling of the Spirit of God and our walk in the Spirit, in light of all this, there is a battle to fight in the Christian life. And in light of all this, God has made it possible for you and I to stand. So Paul says in his concluding arguments, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." In other words, strengthen yourselves in the Lord. Be strengthened in the Lord. We are reminded in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, how David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. But the Bible says that David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. When you feel distress, when you feel down and discouraged, when you feel frustrated and don't know what to do, when things are not working the way that you want them to or planned for them to be, strengthen yourselves in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. It is easy for us to lose heart. It is easy to want to give up, but strengthen yourself in the Lord. In Psalm 42, we see a glimpse of David's emotional and spiritual state. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Twice in Psalm 42, verse 5 and 11, David said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." David says, "By day the Lord commanded his steadfast love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord by reminding himself of God's steadfast love, which he gives for each day. And each night he sings his songs and he prays to this God who gave him life. May I encourage you to strengthen yourself in the Lord with each passing day. Remind yourself that God's steadfast love is with you and upon you. Encourage yourself by singing songs of praise to God, remembering that he has given you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And if I should borrow Paul's word finally, we can pray to this God as David did, the one who gives us life. So Paul says, "Be strong, strengthen yourself in the Lord and in the power of his might." Might in the Greek means ability, force, strength, and power. So when Paul is saying to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, this does not happen by just saying the words. It is not an incantation or a spell. It is not a magic wand. What Paul wants you and I to know is that we must believe in a God who is all powerful. Listen to what Christ says to his disciples in Matthew 28 verse 18b. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. In John 17 verse 2, Jesus in his priestly prayer says, Thou hast given him power over all flesh. Do we believe in a God who is all powerful, who has the dominion over all things? Then why do at times we live such a defeated Christian life? Daniel had a glimpse of God's dominion. Daniel 7 verse 14, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man that came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Paul wanted also the church at Philippi to also know that this God has dominion over all things on this earth. So in Philippians 2, 9-11, he says, Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God has dominion over your circumstances and your situations. Hear the word of the Lord, as Paul also wrote to the church at Colossae. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we can be strong in the Lord because he has dominion over all things. Be strong in the Lord because he has the power. Encourage yourself in the Lord, because he has the strength and the power. It is God's inherent power that we trust in. It is God's inherent strength that we trust in. It is God's inherent dominion that our confidence is built upon. And when I say inherent, I'm saying this is a part of his nature. God can't be anything but powerful and mighty and strong. He cannot change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't we glad that the God that we serve does not change, which speaks to his reliability? Hence, we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Know your God and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It is said that if you take a weak man who can barely stand and put on the best armor on him, he will still be an ineffective soldier. He will still be easily beaten. But let us be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, so that when we put on the armor of God, our faith and confidence in this God will not allow us to be easily beaten. I encourage you as I close, know your God and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen.